Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom seven, Justin Thompson. Been brilliant thus far today for the Clippers through six, but six is not nine as his first offering to Funnenstein. Missing outside for a ball. As it'll be Funnenstein, Derek Orth, JT Harn. Kyle Leeser, our source here today, Randy, letting me know that 5-4 ball game in Region 4C. Wilmer up 5-4 over Atwater late in that one. Two down late in the game. Thanks, KP. He's got his ears all over the Central Minnesota.
I think KP has a few contacts in his cell phone, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. He does. He referred to himself as a baseball junkie. I'd stamp that.
Yeah.
Amateur baseball junkie. 2-1 pitch. Cue shot. Knocked down by Funnenstein on the backhand. He will run, underhand flip, and get Funnenstein. Thompson kind of throwing his glove behind his back to knock it down there, Randy.
Where do you think that ball hit, though? Did it hit his glove or his leg?
I thought it got him in, like, the wrist or something like that of his glove hand. Forearm area. Nice play nonetheless.
Yeah.
I think he shattered Funnenstein's lumbar as well for out number one. Derek Orth to the plate. Kurt Meyer might get a baseball on his camera right here with this lefty up as he's taking a still shot. First pitch to Orth is in there for a strike from Thompson. Randy, Justin's been brilliant today, huh?
He has been. He's been changing speeds. I've been impressed with that. His location has been pinpoint.
Thompson set. One strike pitch to Orth, missing down, evening it up at 1-1. Fly out to the catcher for Orth and a single.
And you mentioned down there, Kirby. Most of his pitches have been down in the strike zone. Right?
Living low.
Yeah.
A lot of ground outs. As Thompson set. 1-1 offering. That misses up with the off speed. Moving our count to 2-1. 2-1 the count to the the Brewer. Third baseman. As that pitch burns in there on the hands for a strike. Now 2-2. JT Harn in the on-deck circle for Luxembourg.
Yeah, Derek was definitely looking for something different from Justin Thompson there. That one just cruised the belt and inside corner.
2-2 pitch chopped up the first baseline. That'll twist foul. 2-2 the count. As Thompson gets the ball. 6-1 our score here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Elimination game. Winners going dancing, losers going golfing. As Thompson's 2-2 off speed. That is skied to center. Kramer comes in a little bit. Hear Lincoln Haugen say to Justin Thompson there, Randy, nice job. Good pitch. That's where he wanted it as Kramer puts it away for out number two.
Yeah, that's what's cool about the proximity of this box here, Kirby. You can hear them shout some of those encouraging words.
And maybe a couple of the not-so-encouraging ones, too. Coincidentally, the inverse of that. JT Harn to the batter's box. Thompson's first offering is laced past me. As I was making fun of Kurt Meyer for taking a picture
and
just asking for it with the dot on me right there.
That could have taken the laptop out pretty quick.
And then Randy's got to go to a Digital Magic today to go get a new laptop. As Thompson buzzes in on the hands, as JT didn't like it, it was a strike call from Nick Hemish. 0-2 the count. So two quick ones, Justin Thompson versus JT Harn here, two away. The 0-2 pitch, it's chopped up the middle and backhanded by Block. A slide, a throwback to first. Whoa. Hey. Whoa. Carter Block with a slick play up the gut. Plants that right foot, right heel in the dirt and pops back and fires a strike to get Harn 4-3 on a beauty. And another quick one for Justin Thompson, retiring the Brewers in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We've played 6-1 in favor of Watkins. Onto the eighth in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
Stepping up to the plate, left fielder, Brady
Kenning. Top of the eighth, top of the order for Watkins here, as it'll be Nolan Geislinger. Geislinger steps in. It's Geislinger, Lincoln Haugen, Kevin Kramer looking for some insurance as they lead 6-1. Reed Funenstein's first offering as Nolan pops up a bunt foul as he's looking to get aboard on the bunt. Funenstein gets ahead. As Geislinger thus far today. Bounce out to Reed to start the game on one pitch. Hit by pitch with the bases loaded in the second and came across to score. Flew out to right, singled, and stole second. As this pitch is chopped on the right side, Lenko fields the ball. He will win the race to the base to Nolan, who is going hard up the line. Out number one on two pitches for Funenstein. And tip of the cap to Reed thus far today, huh, Randy? Is keeping the Brewers in this thing.
He really is, Kirby, since coming on in relief in the third inning. He's given up just one run, and that was an unearned run.
That was that run that was unearned, and it had that kind of leave early first and third with Berg and Kramer, and ended up not being executed properly for Luxembourg. Is the first offering to Lincoln, missing down for a ball. Munich Richmond for the fourth and final spot on the dance card here in Region 15C. That's coming up 40 minutes after this game. Winner of this one will play the winner of that one tomorrow. The winner of that 11 o'clock game will play El Rosa at 1:30. Well, tomorrow's all for seeding. And it's 2-0 the count to Lincoln Haugen. A couple knocks for Lincoln here today with an RBI. Is that pitch late breaking and missing right there as Funenstein said something to himself. He also clapped the glove saying, Will, give me the ball. He called it a ball. He's not changing it. As chewing that gum into a powder right now
exactly.
As he's gnawing on it pretty good as that pitch is inside for a ball. And Haugen on four pitches will head to first base. So one on and one out. And that'll bring Kevin Kramer to the plate.
Second walk for Reed Funenstein. He's also hit a man since coming on in relief, and hitting a man was Kevin Kramer, who took the hit.
And now he's batting.
Yeah.
Been on base all day, has Kramer. Single, reach in a fielder's choice, hit by pitch and walked. As first pitch swinging, he skies. This one won't get him aboard as Stang calls at second. Tyler makes the catch on one pitch. Funenstein retires Kramer for out number two, and it's up to Danny Berg for the Clippers here in the eighth.
Now batting right fielder, Dan Berg.
And if you're Luke Harn, you're thinking, yeah, I better watch this guy because
think he's coming to me.
Danny's hit it a couple times out that way. He's also had a fly ball to left field.
Last two hits have been line drives right at Luke as Funenstein burns in with a fastball for strike one on Dan Berg. Lined out to left, had an RBI ground out. Reached on that drop pop-up by Harn in center and then flew out to Harn in center on an identical play. He's got a stolen base thus far, does Danny. Aboard at first is Lincoln Haugen as the one-strike pitch from Funenstein missing, evening it up at 1-1. We got a final score as Wilmer did defeat Atwater, 5-4. As how about this? Here's a name from yesterday, road in Region 15 C-Land, Randy. Patrick Courtney, the winning pitcher for nice. For the Rails.
You bet. Patrick pitched over at New London Spicer.
He still better not be paying for beer in Lake Henry. As he pitched missing high for a ball to Danny Berg. 3-1 the count.
Atwater, of course, they rode the arm and the bat of Josh Kingery a lot this year, and you can't have Mr. Kingery pitch every game.
Was that an elimination game?
Yes, it was.
3-1 the count. 3-1 pitch to Berg. Hit through the left side. Fruth can't get there. It's a two-out knock for Dan Berg. Just a, almost a professional at bat right there, Randy. Oh, outside, man. Fastball. Just flip it to left.
Yeah.
Good piece of hitting by Dan Berg. He's aboard with the Clippers' seventh hit.
So Wilmer Kirby gets the winner of that Melroy and Sartell game.
So is Wilmer.
No, not Wilmer and Starbuck King, excuse me.
Is Wilmer in?
Wilmer is not in yet.
They got to win one more to get in? More. Okay. Who's on top of the bracket over there?
Bird Island Raymond.
Okay.
He played last night already.
Ashton chops one foul after looking at a ball, evening it up at 1-1. Big spot right here, Randy. Five-run game, but if it gets a little farther, you could about wave the flag of the way Thompson's going today.
Exactly.
Funnestein trying to keep it competitive here. Pitch to Ashton, bounced up there. Nice stop by Beckman behind the plate. 2-1 the count.
Yeah, the Clippers, Kirby, jumping out to that early lead today. Just extremely focused, and they keep continuing to try to add insurance. And here they are again, eighth inning.
Taking advantage of some Lux faux pas today as Ashton swings through that. 2-2 the count. Lux with four in the air column. Let's look back. Two of them scored for sure. Three of them scored. Trying to find the fourth air. They had that first and third mix up too. There was no air awarded on that play as this pitch is hit. Right side and through. Matt Geislinger asking Lincoln to score. Harn up with it in right. The throw in is not in time. Lincoln with the sweet slide around the tag of Beckman, and it's an RBI knock for Brennan Ashton, making it a 7-1 ball game.
Yep, Beckman saw Lincoln Hogan coming down the line, Kirby, and I think he took his eye off of it for a split second, and that ball popped up this mitt.
Another Regions hit, and another RBI for Brendan Ashton. His first of either of those today, but he had a big weekend last weekend as Chris Knauss is going to come out of the dugout here. 7-1 our score as the Clippers push that lead up to six now, Randy. And again, the way Thompson's going, they're loving life right now.
Yeah, Justin Thompson's loving this run support too, absolutely. And he can keep doing his job on the mound. Carter Block will be coming to the plate. Matt Geislinger having a little conversation with him. But it's like, well, we got Brendan over at first and got a guy here, Danny Berg at third. I don't know, Brendan's probably not a real threat to steal, Kirby, but do you tell him to stop and maybe try to get another run?
See if you can sneak another one across?
Yeah.
Kind of like the way this guy's been stinging the ball today here. Now, granted, exactly. He hasn't had that much success against Funnestein, 0-for-2 with a pop-out and a strikeout, but Matt Geislinger flashes the signs. It is Dan Berg at third, and as Randy had mentioned, Brennan Ashton at first base. Block the batter. Two away, first offering. Waved at and missed right there on the off-speed, and Carter was sitting not off-speed. He was thinking heater was coming in there, Randy.
And he's talking to himself going, should have known better.
Yeah.
Should have known better. Yeah.
Ashton, the lead from first, is modest. Funnestein set at the Luxembourg, or the Brewers lettering, excuse me, as the one strike pitch missing down and away evens it up at 1-1. Just two ball games for Randy and I today. Region Commissioner Randy Schoenberg must have known it was Randy's bride Mary's birthday today and wanted him home by 5 o'clock for date night. As Funnestein's 1-1 offering to block is waved at and missed. Got the cheese past that rat, and it's 1-2 right now. Funnestein looking to put a pin in it right here. Watkins got one in here in the eighth.
He definitely had a little gas on the last pitch.
Some zip. Light is not on yet on that fuel tank. As the right-hander set comes home. 1-2 pitch off speed as now Ashton is going to jog his way to second base, and the Brewers will just concede and let him have it.
Yeah. And you thought of it. At one point the Clippers were going to do something like that, Kirby, just to see if they can draw that throw from Beckman, and Beckman wasn't going to take the bait.
So 2-2 the count. Block looking to clutch up. Funnestein trying to keep it here. His 2-2. Swing and a miss, and a strikeout for Funnestein of Carter Block. That is Reed's seventh of the day. And that does it for Watkins in the eighth. They lead runners, two runners in scoring position, but they add another, scoring one run on two hits. There were no Lux errors and two runners left. 7.5. It is 7-1. Our scoreboard now reading in favor of Watkins to the bottom of the eighth, coming up in 1 minute here on Chasm Radio.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
Bottom eight, Meyer Grove. It is 8-9-1 in the Brewer lineup. Brady Kenning, Connor Clark, Luke Harn as the first two pitches missing from Justin Thompson, moving our count to 2-0. Thompson has gone the distance for the Clippers thus far today with Matt Geislinger on the mend. Maddie giving the ball to Thompson, saying, "Take me there, big boy," as the 2-0 pitch popped up right side. Over is Berg in foul territory. Danny dives, and Danny catches it. Oh, yeah. Beautiful play in foul territory by the veteran Berg, who has covered plenty of ground in right today, and a nice start to the eighth with the diving grab.
Yeah, great catch by Dan Berg. And, you know, it was just three, four weeks ago, Dan was dealing with an injury, and now he just slowly lumbers back to his position out in right field. I don't know. He's kind of hanging that shoulder a little bit.
Is his arm okay?
Yeah, I don't know. The way he landed there, if he braced himself.
Ooh, Luke Schmidt puts a charge into this one. Back in left center. That will one-hop the fence. Luke Schmidt checks into second base with the you-should-have-started-me, coach. First pitch double. That was spanked, Randy.
It was. Took the fastball, and, yeah, now Matt Geislinger is going to go out and have a word with Dan Berg. And, you know, Dan, he's head coach at Eden Valley Watkins High School, too, and he knows that maybe he's not going to help the team if he's out there. It is that left shoulder, though, Kirby, that I think he braced himself on the ground when he made that catch. He dove and made that catch. And
that was a quick conversation.
Yeah.
Get out of here. you noticed it right away. It was almost like his arm was, like, hanging. Lower.
Yeah.
Geislinger made his way out there. Berg said, "Beat it." Saw Gavin Mathias was playing catch. He's got the glove off, and he's back in the dugout now. So Luke Harn looking to knock in Luke Schmidt as the lineup flips over for Lux here. First offering from Thompson. This is sky to center. Kramer's got that measured. Kev will make the catch cap high for a harmless ouch number two, and it's up to Ethan Fruth here to try to get in Luke Schmidt here, who had the one-out double for Luxembourg. Brewers with the double right there, Randy. Was that their first extra base hit of the
may have been
of the tournament? I don't believe I had any last week for Lux, as the first offering to Ethan Fruth is missing for a ball. They do not have an extra base hit here today. So, yes, that was their first extra base hit of the tournament. It comes with a pinch hitter in the eighth inning. Thompson set. 1-0 pitch. That is missing inside for a ball. Lincoln was holding it for a while. 2-0 the count. Ethan Fruth today. Strikeout, flyout, single. 1-for-3 for the Brewer shortstop. Thompson's pitch counts up there. As he has gone the distance, Schmidt leading from second. Not much of a lead. Why should he? They are down by five. This one's skied. This will be close.
Right,
Kramer right by us. Dustin will make the catch. Randy almost could have got that one, but Kramer makes the grab in foul territory, and Thompson pitches around the one-out pinch hit. Double, no runs, one hit. There were no Clipper errors. One runner left on base. Eight complete. 7-1, our score in favor of Watkins. On to the ninth. State tournament berth on the line on Saturday here, Regions Weekend number 2. Ninth inning in a minute with Kirby and Randy on Chasm.
finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
On to the ninth. Who's going to get that hard-earned victory here today? Carson Geislinger in the top of the ninth. It's the bottom of the Clipper order as Geislinger looks at a strike, fouls one back off Funnenstein. As 0-2 the count to Carson, who has reached base a couple times, was hit by a pitch, reached on an error, and singled. 0-3, but he's been on base three of his four plate appearances. As the 0-2 offering from Funnenstein is skied to left, right on it. Now coming in hard and dropping the pop-up in left field is Brady Kenning. Kenning started softly, Randy, and then came in hard. And it is the fifth Brewer error on the drop pop-up right there to start the Clipper ninth.
Yeah, and we've seen that happen so often over the years where all of a sudden a position player like the shortstop gets close to the left fielder and somebody's calling for it. And you see him out of the corner of your eye, Kirby, and you're going, gosh, are they going to go for it or am I yet? Even though I'm calling for it, and that's what happened. He saw Ethan Fruth and I think he took his eye off the ball.
Gavin Mathias is going to pinch run here as that one drops. Drop pop-ups. Ball's booted at second. Missed first and third. Leave early situations as the first offering to Thompson, missing down and away. Not the winning brand of ball the Brewers played throughout regions to take second place last year and get into the final weekend of the state tournament. Kind of started this bug against the Martins last Saturday night over in El Rosa. As Funnenstein's 1-0 offering to Thompson bounces in there. Good read by Mathias as he saw it down, and he'll take second on the wild pitch and scoots into scoring position. In the Brewer ninth, they will have the meat of their order, Lanco, Beckman, and Funnenstein, trailing by six at least as they got a runner in scoring position. My dad beat Kyle to an update as a 6-4 Kimball, top of the eighth inning against Monticello right now.
It's over in Region 11C.
Ooh, Thompson hits one right on Luke Harn in center. Luke makes the catch in center field, two-handed again to retire Justin. Good wood off the bat, Randy, but they got a guy there.
They had somebody in the right place, right time, you bet.
So one away. It'll bring, it looks like Dustin Kramer's going to hit for himself here. One away. Dustin Kramer hitting for Heath Kramer. As Funnenstein's first offering to Dustin, he's on the corner for a strike. Runner at second base is Gavin Mathias. He's running for Carson Geislinger, who reached on that error as Kramer not able to catch up to the Funnenstein heater. 0-2 to count now. Heath on the day was 0-4 with three strikeouts. As Funnenstein's 0-2 pitch waved at and missed, this nine spot is got four punch-outs now. Kramer boys, Heath and Dustin. Two away. Lineup flips back over to the top, and Nolan Geislinger for Funnenstein, Randy. I got eight punch-outs now in relief.
I do, too. You bet.
Nolan Geislinger.
Yeah, Reed he's had good form again, Kirby. I mean, you give him the whole ball game, and he's probably got that dozen to 13, 14 strikeouts.
17 he had in 10 through the Martins last Saturday in the state tournament qualifying, state tournament qualifying game as Nolan looks at a off-speed pitch curled in there. I think Reed's legs are starting to bark a little bit. Randy is trying to stretch out as Funnenstein's 0-1 offering to Geislinger missing outside for a ball. Winner of this one will go to the big dance. They'll get the Richmond-New Munich winner tomorrow morning at 11. Loser packs it up.
Winner could be the 2 seed yet.
As good as the 2.
Yep.
Correct. Funnestein looks at Matthias. That pitch inside. Ooh, in there, excuse me, for a strike. In on the hands, I thought, but Nick Hemish says it was a strike. 1-2 the count. Nolan today, RBI hit by the pitch, and a run scored in the second. Singled and stole second in the fifth. One knock on the day, but was hit by a pitch and scored. Two-strike pitch is low, gobbled up nicely by the catcher Beckman to even our count up at 2-2. Richmond-New Munich, 40 minutes after this one. Always a good matchup when those two teams duke it out.
Absolutely. Hey, we'll get a station ID and our next break curb. We get close to 2 o'clock.
Two-strike pitch. Geislinger, soft serve, foul down the left field line. As just a little cue shot that foul by under a foot, would you say?
Yeah. Derek Orth, it's kind of crazy. Following that ball, it wasn't a rope. It was kind of a looping line drive, and he reached his bare hand out. I think anything, anyway, anyhow.
Try to catch this thing.
I can catch it. Yeah.
2-2 the count. Funnestein trying to put it away here in the ninth. That pitch chopped foul at home plate off of Nolan. Got himself in the box. 2-2 the count.
This young kid. Nolan has got a quick bat, too, Kirby. Just watch him bring that through the strike zone.
Not to wish away the summer of the state tournament, but I'm excited to see him on the hardwood again this winter. Heck of an athlete Bruce has put together here. Matthias leads from second. 2 away. 7-1 our score. Watkins, the 2-strike pitch that is skied in the infield. Fruth will call. No, it's Schmidt at second base. He calls behind the bag at second to retire Geislinger, and that does it for the Clippers in the ninth. No runs. There was no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. Last wraps for the Brewers. They got some work to do. Trailing by 6, they need to put up 6 to extend or 7 to win. You'll hear it in a minute on Chasm Radio.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub. It's a Central Minnesota tradition, broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
On to the ninth. Clippers 3 outs away from heading to Dundas, Faribault, and Meesville as Sam Eiten will lead things off. First pitch in there for a strike from Justin Thompson. Randy, who's still doing it.
JT has had a phenomenal day on the mound, Kirby. The right-hander just been spot on.
Thompson's one strike pitch to Eiten chopped up the first base line. That will be foul. Thought we were going to have a dusty situation
right
there.
It's
hit that outside lip or something over there and comes back fair. Stays foul. Two strikes now. Looks like a couple pinch hitters are scheduled to hit here for the Brewers in the ninth inning. Thompson set. His 0-2. That is skied to left. Coming on. Actually, Kramer will call in center coming over. Steps in front of the left fielder, Carson Geislinger. F8 for out number one. And that'll bring DJ Krohn to the plate pinch hitting. Krohn will hit in Beckman's spot.
DJ Krohn.
Thompson, 3 singles in the third inning. That is half of the hits he's given up on the day, Randy. That's when the run came across. Other than that, Brewers haven't really had anyone get to second, or once they've got there, they haven't done much with it. Nobody really got into third.
He's had 5 innings where he's faced the minimum batters, 3 batters in 5 of the 8 innings. Now we're in the ninth here. But
2 pitches wide to Krohn here, and you talk about, yeah, well, Geislinger's not throwing today. Well, what a break for the Brewers. you still got to face this guy. You know, this guy is pretty doggone good to lean back on as the number two pitcher. He was Zach Fehmrich's second fiddle for the Springers as Krohn lifts this one to left. Carson's not going to let Kramer catch this one as he makes the catch in left for out number two. But, yeah, Thompson was that second guy behind Fehmrich when maybe he was at the peak of his powers, Randy, and now he's behind Matt Geislinger, and it's still just like a don't forget about me type of guy. He's pretty doggone good.
So I think Gavin Mathias went out to left field.
Oh, he stayed in the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Mathias is in left. Brewers down to their final out. This one skied right side. Ashton over for a look. Brendan looking as this one ends up out of play. Over by the Richmond Royals over there for strike one on Reed Funnenstein. 7-1 our score with two away here in the ninth inning. Berg with that long run there. He's got that long run back. He made his way back over to right field. Thompson set. One strike pitch to Funnenstein, missing low to even it up at 1-1. Reed is 0-for-3 on the day. Bounce out, line out, and another bounce out. Thompson looking to go the distance as the 1-1 pitch curls in there, and the Brewers down to their final strike at 1-2.
Yeah, Justin, it just seems like he's getting craftier and craftier as the game goes on, Kirby.
Right-hander set. His 1-2. That is skied in the infield. Dustin Kramer with room, and for the 24th time in their team's history, the Watkins Clippers are headed to the big dance on the back of a complete game one-run outing by Justin Thompson. They win 7-1, and they punch their ticket to the 2022 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
You bet, Justin Thompson. Great outing, giving up just the 6 hits in the one run today and getting some offensive support from his teammates. 8 hits, 7 runs. And then also getting some help from Luxembourg today with the 5 errors did not help matters at all. Yep, 7-1 your final, Kirk.
How many 1-2-3 innings would that be then? Facing the minimum in the ninth?
That would be 5.
Seventh, fifth, fourth. Yeah, 5 of them. Unreal. What an outing by Justin Thompson. Just a dynamite performance by the Watkins right-hander. No Geislinger, no problem for the Clippers as they head to the big dance for the 24th time. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap it up. Randy will name our coveted cap player of the game. Coming around the corner here on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olbscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Off to the big dance. Go the Watkins Clippers. Randy has took advantage of some errors and some faux pas by Luxembourg, but at the end of the day, Justin Thompson carried him there with another great pitching performance. He's 2-0 now on the region.
Yes, he is. He had a great game for Watkins today. Our final line scores, Watkins 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 12 on base. 1 run, 6 hits, 5 errors for Luxembourg, and they left just 4 men on base. And just the left on base, Kirby, gives you an indication of how good the right-hander pitched for Watkins today. Scattering those 6 hits, I think there were a couple innings where they had back-to-back hits. So, I mean, you never face more than 6 batters in an inning. And you talk about taking the pressure off your defense. I mean, as a pitcher, what does that do for your psyche? Yeah. It's like, hey, that's I like how this game's going.
Absolute attack mode from Thompson. You know, quick innings, five innings where he faced three batters and just lights out as he gets the Clippers to the state tournament. As you know, they went deep last year, finishing losing in the semifinals, and they'll get an opportunity to go deep once again this year. Maybe a different look on the mound, but Thompson, he's going to keep you in some games.
Absolutely is. And with that being said, Kirby, how about we name our coveted cap player of the game, the coveted Chasm Cap player of the game?
Well, we only talked about him all day. Talked about him in the post game. Let's see if Justin has room for a hat on his wall, right?
We'll give him a hat, and that's a Compliments Promotional Resources Incorporated. Justin Thompson, congratulations, our coveted Chasm Cap player of the game. All right, Kirby, we are going to take a break here. We'll let Scott do some things back at the radio station. I think Birthday Club is coming up on KASM. Want to mention our Region 15C sponsors, those fine folks, don't we? Those folks include Kramer Lumber in Melrose, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, B&S Excavating, Buyer Built, Freeport State Bank, The Greenwald Pub, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur and St. Martin, White Clover Farms, Painesville, IPM of Wade Park, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Richmond and Albany, A&W, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Brandon Stang, Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, and Grove Mutual Insurance. They bring us Region 15C baseball action on KASM Radio. We're going to send it back to our studios in Albany. Scott has things this afternoon. We'll be back here in Meyer Grove in about a half an hour. Your final score again, game number one on a Saturday afternoon. It was Watkins 7, Luxembourg 1. You've been listening to Region 15C baseball action on KASM. For Kirby Hamish, this is Randy Rothstein. Enjoy your half hour. We're back in a bit.
All righty. Thank you, Randy and Kirby, for bringing us that play-by-play action. And congratulations to Watkins for moving ahead in the tournament. All right, what we're going to do here back at the station, we have a few things to go through, not a lot here to go through before the game. We'll have your birthday club coming on here in a couple of minutes. We're just going to take a quick little break before then, get some funeral announcements in there too, and we're going to play as much music as we can in the meantime. We'll have those birthday clubs coming up after this.
Start building your career today at Columbia Gear and Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability, Columbia Gear is looking to add you to their successful team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. Columbia Gear has more than 70